This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to Canon McMillan and soon to be round four consolation action in the PIAA 3A Boys Regional Wrestling Tournament. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Greg Warnock is with me, and he'll be staying. Lamper Simpson will be physically removing me from my seat. He's too big for me to fight off, so he'll just kick me out of the way and move right in and take over here for the championship and consolation finals. Just want to give you a quick scene setter before we clear the mats here and get a break in before action starts. We have two matches left in each weight class to set those finals. Championship finals are already set. We ran those down for you a few moments ago. Consolation finals, third place and fifth place. Good. Upcoming matches will determine who goes to which level in that last consolation round. Winners move to the third place matches and clinch a berth in the PIAA tournament next week. Losers drop into the fifth place matches where they have one more chance to get a ticket to Hershey next week. Giant Center action scheduled for AAA to get underway 4:30. Thursday afternoon, and we'll have it for you on the WJPA Sports Network, on greensports.net, and on WJPA AM. Consolation semifinals about to get underway here at Canon McMillan. We're at the PIAA 3A Boys West Regional on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and First Federal Savings and Loan Association, presenting greensports.net.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Williamsburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And the announcement to clear the mats.
So one note, 121 pounds in the consolations. Luke DeSantis, Penn Trafford, is going to win by forfeit over Ben Fuller of Meadville. If you remember, Meadville hit the gym floor hard and was holding his right elbow at the end of his match with Gianno Gardner of Canon McMillan. So Fuller deciding to forfeit, and you just got to wonder, you know, how serious is that elbow injury? Is he going to be able to go? You know, maybe he's, you know, resting it now in the hopes that he can have that one final match for fifth. So we'll find out.
Thank you.
We're underway, though, on Mat number two, and that is Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, Bryce Thomas of Moon, also Zachary Hack of Thomas Jefferson, Tommy Gratz of Connellsville underway as well.
Zachary Franks of Connellsville and Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional get the whistle to begin action. Cale Davis of State College, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, and Michael Worson of Fox Chapel, Nolan Rice of Connellsville, all five matches underway. And this will be nuts. It'll just be absolutely, completely nuts. Five mats, two matches per weight class. We'll be in four different weight classes in no time. We're in three right now.
Yeah, 26 matches to decide fates for these wrestlers.
Right in front of us, Michael Johnson of West Allegheny with a takedown against Bryce Thomas of Moon. Again, these are consolation semifinals. Winners wrestle for third. Winners clinch state tournament berth as well.
Had a takedown for Gretz of Connellsville. He leads Rehack 3-0 at the end of one. Rehack will defer, and Gretz will go on the bottom. End to one, no score between Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, Cale Davis of State College. Barrett on the bottom for the second.
Stay focused in here on mats one and two. Rehack of Thomas Jefferson trails Gretz of Connellsville 3-0 starting the second. Johnson of West Allegheny with a 3-0 lead on Bryce Thomas of Moon Area. These two mats have wrestlers in our, quote, traditional coverage area here. And again, our plans are that that will be our primary focus when we head to the Giant Center next week. But we'll keep you posted on the other WPIL wrestlers as well, but our focus will be on those in the Washington Green County, Southern Allegheny, Western Suburbs, and just across into Fayette and Westmoreland County, just across the river.
And you look at these mats right now, 9 of the 10 wrestlers all from the WPIL. Gretz of Connellsville on the bottom, leading Rehack 3-0, trying to get it to his feet.
Michael Johnson extends his lead on Bryce Thomas now to 7-0. 3-1 lead for Zach Franks of Connellsville over Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford with a 4-0 lead on Cale Davis of State College. Nolan Rice of Connellsville, Michael Worson of Fox Chapel are scoreless a minute through their second period. Three Connellsville wrestlers among the five matches.
An escape for Gretz of Connellsville. He leads Rehack 4-0 as they go out of bounds. Had an escape and takedown for Barrett of Penn Trafford. He leads Davis of State College 4-0.
Johnson riding and leading here on mat two, right below our broadcast vantage point. Johnson of West Allegheny up 7-0 on Bryce Thomas. Again, winners in this round clinch a trip to the state tournament next week. We'll finish guaranteed in the qualifying position, top five in each weight class advance. Four near falls for Johnson. He's pushed the margin now up to 11-0.
Still a 4-0 lead for Gretz of Connellsville and Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Meanwhile, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford is going to get back points on Cale Davis of State College. Final seconds of the second period. Trying to get the fall. He won't get it, but four near falls. He'll be up 8-0.
Johnson gets two near falls at the end of the second period. The lead now 13-0. Nolan Rice of Connellsville, first points in his match with Michael Worson of Fox Chapel. 2-0 lead there for Rice. Connellsville wrestlers leading all three of their matches. Zach Franks of Connellsville leading Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional 3-1. Johnson trying to put the bow on his trip to Hershey. Up 13-0. A couple of near fall swipes would end the match. Freshman campaign for Michael Johnson, looking for a ticket to ride.
Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford is going to win by technical fall, 15-0 at 3 minutes and 38 seconds. Tommy Gretz of Connellsville riding Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Rehack will sit out and turn, get an escape. It's a 4-1 lead now for Gretz. 1:20 to go in the third. They're wrestling neutral.
Johnson still riding and leading 13-0. A minute to go, third period.
Collier Hartman, Akana McMillan getting underway against Nicholas Barina of State College. Bear hug for Hartman. Inside takedown. He's going to get, look like he's going to get back points, but Barina able to get his shoulder up. But a quick takedown for Hartman.
Johnson and Thomas find their way to the far edge of the mat. Come back to the middle.
Had a takedown and near fall points for Gretz of Connellsville. He goes up 11-1 on rehack. Stalling call on Gretz. So that's a penalty point to rehack. His second stall call. 36 seconds left. 11-2.
Hartman with leg in. And now a tough crossface. Turn it to a half. And just an inch or so away from pinning Barena. Four near falls for Hartman to go up 7-0. Penalty point awarded to Bryce Thomas. Michael Johnson stalling out on the bottom, leading 13-0. He's going to be able to survive. There's just not nearly enough time to get DQ'd for stalling. And Johnson, who did not get off the mat with the tech fall, gets off with a 13-1 major decision. Thomas drops to the fifth-place match.
Hartman had four and more near falls at the end of the first. He leads 11-0, wrestling neutral. Gretz of Connellsville will defeat rehack of Thomas Jefferson 11-2. Back over to Hartman. Nice fireman's carriage. He's going to get a takedown. Go up 14-0. Hartman looking to try to put this one away here in the second period. Dom Canale of Trinity underway against Aiden Coons of Central Mountain.
And Frank's a 5-2 winner over Colangelo. That's at 114 pounds. Collier Hartman up 14-0, trying to end his bout.
Canale of Trinity with a takedown. 30 seconds in, he's up 3-0. Potentially dangerous for Hartman. 1 minute to go in the second, leading 14-0. And now we're going to need injury time for Barena. Canale on a side-by-side, has a leg in, has a hold of the head, just wants to really sit right there for the final seconds of this first period. And take that 3-0 lead into the second.
Dallin Mazenko of South Fayette, Camden Everly of Mifflin County, scoreless at the end of their first period. That's up at 139 pounds. 107 and 114 in the books. Gretz of Connellsville and Johnson of West Allegheny will wrestle for third. Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, Thomas of Moon will wrestle for fifth place. So the WPIL will get three qualifiers at 107. Check that.
Three of the possible four, right?
Yep, they'll get four of five. My apologies.
Four or five.
Wrong highlighter on my page there. I mean, it's right for me, but it was wrong for what I was saying.
Hartman is going to look to get the technical fall he had. He got a one count on Barena. Looked like he was going to get two and end it, but only a one count, so still trying to work towards getting that final point for a technical fall. Canale of Trinity with an escape. He leads 4-0, 30 seconds into the second. Coons deep in on a shot. He'll get takedown on Canale, make it 4-3.
And Hartman going to cut Barena loose now and try to work a takedown. Was having trouble trying to find a way to turn him over. Had a couple of chances, but got a little sloppy there at times. Almost gave up control, so he just gives up the escape. In deep between the legs, tries to dump Barena, but Barena reaches across the back and grabs around the waist. Collier Hartman, just seconds remaining in his second, will need at least part of a third period to get this one over with. 114 pounds. Franks of Connellsville, Barrett of Penn Trafford will wrestle for third. Colangelo of Franklin Regional, Davis of State College will wrestle for fifth.
Shot in by Barrena here in this third period. Funk roll from Hartman, now trying to come back up. Still neutral, 14-1. Canale to his feet. Coons begins him back down to the mat. This is a big escape that Canale would need here because Coons would have choice in the third.
pounds. Rice of Connellsville will wrestle DeSantis of Penn Trafford for third place. Worson of Fox Chapel, Fuller of Meadville paired up for fifth.
Coons will go on the bottom for the third period. Hartman in on a shot. Looking to try to finish. Working up the body, gets behind, just has to bring Brenna down to the mat. He will and get the technical fall. 17-1 at 3 minutes and 53 seconds.
We'll stick with the Canale match here and then grab a quick break if we get that opportunity.
On that head again, and Canale rolling Coons over to his back, but not going to get any back near fall points. And now he gets a leg in. Darius McMillan of Peters Township, Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte about to get underway.
Mazenko of South Fayette, Everly of Mifflin County tied at one. They're 30 seconds into their third period.
Canale with the legs in. Coons trying to grab the arms and pull Canale. Canale's got to keep working towards trying to get back points just so he can stay busy. Quick takedown for McMillan. He leads Swisher 3-0. Now potentially dangerous for Canale with 55 seconds left. Scoreless are Declan Barr of Altoona, Wyatt Long of Bellefonte. Coons up to his feet, potentially dangerous. Canale tried to throw a leg in.
Mazenko and Everly 1-1 with 30 seconds remaining. Yannick of Moon, Stettiford of North Allegheny, 1-0 Stettiford leads. They're into the early part of their third period.
3-1 at the end of one for McMillan of Peters Township. He's on the bottom for the second. Canale still riding, leading 4-3. Coons up to his feet. Canale throws a leg in. Trying not to get too high. Coons wants to try to grab Canale's arm and pull him over the top. Now Canale able to break him back down. 15 seconds left, third period. Trying to bundle up an arm as Canale worked towards a tilt. Just try to tilt Coons over. Really can just stay right here as Canale is going to ride for the entire third period and clinch his ticket to Hershey with a 4-3 victory. Reversal for McMillan. He's up 5-1.
They're middle of the second period. Mazenko and Everly going to go to overtime, so we'll keep it here for that. We'll get our break right after that. We'll go quickly, I promise. Mazenko and Everly 1-1 going to sudden victory. Nice swipe shot by Mazenko, but couldn't finish. McMillan up 5-1. Riding here with a minute to go in the second on Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. Case Chop of Butler up now on mat two. Kale Yannick of Moon leading Gus Stettiford of North Allegheny as Yannick has come back with one and then a takedown, gave up an escape, so his lead is 4-2 on Stettiford. Mazenko and Everly running out of space and time here in sudden victory. 1 second left on the first tiebreaker period, overtime period rather. And they'll just stare at each other. The horn will sound, and we'll go to the tiebreakers. McMillan up 5-1. Higgins and Chop scoreless. 20 seconds left in their first period.
Stedifer close to a takedown on the edge of the mat, but not going to get it. Kale Yannick's going to be a 4-2 winner.
That's at 133 pounds. Yannick and Hartman will wrestle.
McMillan will ride for the entire second period. After getting his reversal, will ride for the rest of the second. Lead 5-1 after two. Swisher is going to go back on bottom. Scoreless at the end of one are Higgins of Bethel Park, Chop of Butler.
Declan Barr of Altoona leading Wyatt Long of Bellefonte 2-1 with about 25 seconds to go in their period, and Barr is riding there. Tiebreaker periods, Talamazenko with an escape in his period on the bottom. Now he's working on top, a roll for Everly, and somehow Mazenko just kind of let him roll in there and then got back in control. McMillan leading 5-1 with a minute 40 to go. And now Mazenko can hang on to Everly. 10 seconds left in the second tiebreaker. Staring right down the barrel of an ultimate tiebreaker match.
Declan Barr of Altoona, a winner, 2-1 at 127. Barr 2-1. McMillan 5-1 lead riding in his third period. 120 to go in the third. Escape for Higgins. He leads Chop 1-0. Mazenko gets to be in the bottom position for the ultimate tiebreaker.
Near fall situation. Did he get two counts? No. Well, maybe he did. Did not see the points awarded, but Mazenko's celebrating. The points are on the board, and Mazenko's going to win it 4-2 in the ultimate tiebreaker.
Escape for Swisher with 42 seconds left. McMillan's lead 5-2.
Has to be a fall. Scoring in the ultimate tiebreaker ends it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. My bad. Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the two 30-second tiebreakers where you wrestle
exactly.
It out.
Exactly. That's where I messed up.
Nice duck under shot from McMillan. He's going to get the takedown and go up 8-2. 20 seconds left in the third. That was a sweet shot from McMillan. Swisher with the escape, 8-3. And now they'll go out of bounds with 13 seconds left. Takedown for Higgins. He goes up 4-0 on Chop. Back over to McMillan. Stalling call. That's a penalty point to Swisher. But that makes it 8-4. Swisher trying to come out through the back door. Swisher will get the takedown, but just 2 seconds left, and McMillan of Peters Township will advance with an 8-7 victory.
We'll have more from the consolation fourth round here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
127-pound results here in the consolations. Barr of Altoona will meet Canale of Trinity for third, Long of Bellefonte, and Coons of Central Mountain will wrestle for fifth place. At 133, it'll be Yannick of Moon and Hartman of Cana McMillan for third, Stediford of North Allegheny, and Barena of State College will wrestle for fifth place. Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona with the first point in the match with T.J. Allison. That's 1-0 Ciampoli there a minute into the second period. Allison trying to improve his position, and he's got a leg tied up and trying to get to the other one as well, but Ciampoli trying to fight his way to the boundary. Allison keeps trying to pull him back in, and you don't want to stand up and expose the leg that you can't defend, and that's the battle that T.J. Allison sits in right at the moment. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette trailing Evan Petrovich of Connellsville 6-1. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park up on Case Chop of Butler 4-0. It's Max Feierstein of Franklin Regional leading Andrew Gall of Bellefonte 4-0. And Rook Smith of Montour 3, Noah Weaver of Bellefonte 1. And no takedown for T.J. Allison. Go out of bounds with 14 seconds to go in the second. Ciampoli of Altoona leading there 1-0.
Shot in by Ciampoli. He's got a hold of that second leg. Whizzer applied from Allison. And they do award the takedown just as the buzzer sounds, and the referees will talk about it. And they do say it counts. That is a huge takedown from Ciampoli right at the end of the period.
Wow. Well, why wasn't it when the original situation happened? Nothing changed.
He worked up the body a little bit more. I think that's probably the only thing that may have changed.
Whizzer still in, et cetera. I don't know. And a referee waved the assistant off like, I got this. Okay.
Stalling call on Ciampoli for not getting Allison back down to the mat. Now he does. He's got a leg in right now.
Boy, look at that scramble there when Allison had control of the leg and just could not get to the second leg and ended up then giving up a later takedown late in that period. Huge swing in the match. Instead of up 3-1, you're down 4-0.
He's got work to do. He's going to need an escape and takedown. Now, Higgins at Bethel Park. Final 20 seconds of his third period. He's leading Chop 4-0. Allison to his feet. He's out for one. 4-1. Higgins wants to stay inbounds. Has a foot still inside the boundary. Final seconds coming off. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. A 4-0 winner. That's at 145. Brooke Smith of Montour, a 7-1 lead after two. He and Weaver will wrestle neutral for the third.
Third period winding down. Max Feierstein of Franklin Regional will wrestle for third place and clinch a state tournament berth. 7-7. And they're going to leave it there. 7-2 the final score. And that'll wrap up 145 pounds. Gall of Bellefonte will wrestle Chop of Butler for that last spot in that 145-pound bracket. Petrovich of Connellsville leading Dunlap of South Fayette 8-2. 40 seconds to go for T.J. Allison of Trinity down 4-1 to Gavin Ciampoli. Rook Smith of Montour midway through the third, leading Noah Weaver of Bellefonte there 7-1. Jacob Stevenson of Waynesburg just underway against Mark Gray of Kiski. That's at 189 pounds.
Rematch from the semifinals of the Dove Hill tournament last week where Stevenson won. T.J. Allison trying to hit a Jonesy here late, just under 10 seconds left. Ciampoli just trying to hold his position. And Ciampoli is going to defeat T.J. Allison 4-1.
Stevenson and Gray running out of real estate. They're really in great position here. Each has one of the other's legs tied up.
Final 15 seconds for Rook Smith of Montour. He has a 10-2 lead right now on Noah Weaver.
139, next round of consolations. Mazenko of South Fayette, Ciampoli of Altoona for third, Everly of Mifflin County, Allison of Trinity will wrestle for the final state qualifier spot.
Weaver coming after Smith. Tries a toss late, but Rook Smith, a Montour, is going to win 10-2.
As we progress through this round, coaches are reminded that if you have a locked qualifier, please see a representative.
Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area up 6-1. He'll give an escape, make it 6-2 against Jackson Long. Belfont. Takedown for Mac Miller of Pine Richland. He leads Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong 3-0.
Smith's final, by the way.
Never mind. It was 10 to, I think, in 10-3, but let me just double check it.
And Petrovich of Connellsville finishes off an 11-3 win over Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. That's at the 152-pound bracket.
It was 10-2. My apologies.
So 45, 52, and 60 are all complete. Let me run those for you quickly. Jake Stevenson gives up a takedown. He is being ridden now by Mark Gray. 120 to go in their second period. Stevenson, who suffered his first loss of the year to drop into this round, now in danger of losing two in a row. 145 pounds. Third place match will be Higgins of Bethel Park, Firestein of Franklin Regional, Chop of Butler, and Gall of Belfont will wrestle for fifth place. At 152, McMillan of Peters Township and Petrovich of Connellsville for third. Swisher of Belfont and Dunlap of South Fayette will wrestle for fifth. At 160, go ahead.
Tech fall for Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area, 19-4 at 1 minute and 27 seconds. That's at 172. 19-4 at 1 minute and 27 seconds. Wanted to get that result while it was still on the board.
And it's Hutcherson of Kiski, your winner. Stevenson can't get free and now does get a fresh start as they end up out of bounds. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan, Roman Thompson of Central Catholic, ready to go. 160 pounds, third place, White of Thomas Jefferson, Smith of Montour. Fifth place match as Costa of Moon and Weaver of Belfont.
Jay Conroy of Ringgold had an opening takedown on Carter Wilson of Dubois, and he's riding here in the second period, leading 3-0. Conroy with a leg laced right now.
Jacob Stevenson in danger of being ridden for the overwhelming majority of this second period. Now a stalling call on Mark Gray on top. Knees on both sides of the hips, just riding parallel and keeping Stevenson broken flat to the mat. On the restart, Stevenson gets right to his feet. Gray picks him up and takes him hard back into the Resolite. 10 seconds to go here in the second. 3-0 lead for Gray. His takedown early in this period, the only scoring.
Had a takedown for Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. He leads Collins of Cannon McMillan 3-0 at the end of one. Thompson will go on the bottom for the second.
Winners in these consolation bouts clinch a state tournament berth. Winners will wrestle for third place middle of the afternoon. Stevenson and Gray will work neutral in the third period. Gray with the escape there to start the period given by Stevenson. So Gray's lead is 4-0. And Stevenson a little high, and Gray walks right into a double and gets the takedown, packages up the arms, and cranks Stevenson to his back. Jake Stevenson in big trouble and pinned. 3:23 the time of the fall for Gray of Kiski. Dropping Jacob Stevenson now to the fifth place match.
Jay Conroy of Ringgold will ride the entire second period on Wilson and lead 3-0 after two. He'll go on the bottom for the third period. Had an escape for Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. He leads Collins 4-0. There's a minute to go in the second period, wrestling neutral. Mac Miller of Pine Richland leading 3-1 on Caleb Kinsey at the end of two. Takedown for Thompson. He leads Collins 7-0.
I'm a little confused. Jake Conroy is shown as leading 4-0 in the sudden victory period.
It is the third period. It is the third.
I'm like, wait, that's not possible. And now the clock has reset to zero. They got a problem. Yeah, they went to sudden victory period. Now, they're going to let this keep rolling out, but okay.
I think they're waving off to say, like, hey, keep wrestling. So they must still have the clock right. Conroy's going to spin behind, get a takedown. He's up 7-0 now.
Braden Collins trailing 7-0 at the end of two periods. And now officials are going to get to the scores table over there on mat four. I'm looking up. It's 4-0, and they're wrestling, and the scoreboard showing sudden victory period. I'm like, that's not possible. That cannot be.
Yeah, it was in the third, so not sure why it's showing not. Should be 7-0 is what it should be.
Yeah, and I think it's showing 4 at the moment.
There's 7.
There we go. They'll use 105 as a guesstimate on how much time's left.
Going to get a takedown for Thompson of Central Catholic. He leads Collins 10-0. 1:20 to go in the third period.
Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe up on Bryce Brungard of Central Mountain. 15-4, just under a minute remaining in that match. And Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny with a 5-point lead on Cam Dana of West Allegheny. They're wrestling early second period. That's at 285 pounds. And just like that, this
Snyder's actually going to get a tech fall. 19-4, and that's going to be at 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Snyder of Latrobe.
Miller of Pine Richland is up 7-1 on Kinsey of Armstrong. Final 15 seconds. Staff. 35 seconds remaining. Collins of Cannon McMillan did pick up a reversal. Trails Thompson 10-2. Escape for Kinsey late, but it'll be a win for Mac Miller at 172 with a 7-2 victory. Conroy of Ringgold is going to advance to the third and fourth place match. He's going to hold on to win 7-0. Conroy of Ringgold, 7-0. 20 seconds remain for Braden Collins. Riding Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Stalling call on Thompson. So he's just letting the time run out. Collins trailing there by 8. Thompson to his feet. Wants to peel the hands. Turns in. He'll get an escape, and he will win 11-2. Thompson defeats Collins 11-2. So just the two matches of 285 remain.
That happens quick. That happens quick. We'll finish these recaps here for you momentarily. 172 pounds. Hutcherson of Kiski, Miller of Pine Richland will wrestle for third, Long of Belfont, Kinsley of Armstrong for fifth. At 189 pounds, third place Snyder of Latrobe and Gray of Kiski. Fifth place in the final qualifier spot, Brungard of Central Mountain and Stevenson of Waynesburg. At 215, Conroy of Ringgold, Thompson of Central Catholic for third, and Wilson of Dubois, Collins of Cannon McMillan will wrestle for fifth place. And that leaves Cam Dana and Braden McConaughey wrestling. McConaughey of North Allegheny up 5-2 early third period on Dana of West Allegheny.
Philip Rarick of Armstrong gets a late takedown on D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel. Rarick leads 3-0 at the end of one, and Rarick will go on the bottom for the second.
As soon as these matches wrap up, we will get you a run through. I'll set the medal pairings for this afternoon's 3 o'clock scheduled start of the West Regional Championship and Consolation Finals, and 3 o'clock here at the Canada McMillan. Rerick of Armstrong and Hamilton of Fox Chapel. Early second period, near fall situation.
Yeah, Rerick gets a reversal and now had Hamilton on his back. Hamilton able to roll off, but does give up 4 near fall points. So Rerick goes up 9-0.
You look over there in that right corner, see that's not mat number 5 anymore. There's no circle, there's no stripes, there's no red and green lines.
Just a plain blue mat.
It's just a plain blue mat now. That's just remarkable. I'm still amazed. Technology can do all kind of things. We have an injury stoppage. And it is Braden McConaughey who's getting the injury timeout, and he is flat on his back right at the edge of the apron mat and the basketball floor. Potentially dangerous situation. And the other, Rerick leading 9-0 over Hamilton.
Well, Bob, a day of wrestling. Are we changing your name to Wrestling Bob?
No, sir.
Are you sure? You might have fallen back in love coming back today.
Oh, it's been a good day. No issues. No issues whatsoever. Been a good day and, you know, obviously well-run tournament. And, yep. You know, it's easier to follow things when they're well-run. And, you know, and action just moves along. There's some things about the flow operation of tournament administration that I don't like. Like we ended up in 4 different weight classes. Meanwhile, we had one in the earlier weight still sitting there waiting to get on the mat. And but it certainly, I think, moves it along. Sometimes it's a little harder to follow because it does that. In the old days where you'd, you know, next available mat gets this match and then you stay closer. But it's all right. It's all good. 25 seconds to go, third period. McConaughey back in action with Cam Dana.
End of 2, Rerick of Armstrong leading 9-1, and he and Hamilton Russell neutral in the third period.
Dana coming across, trying to get a toss, and McConaughey keeps his weight back, and Dana goes to his back, and the fall is called. Going to be 4:47. McConaughey of North Allegheny by fall.
Final period between Rerick and Hamilton wrestling neutral. Again, 9-1, Rerick out in front. A minute and a half to go in this third period.
And are missing your electric plug-in. Please see us at the head table.
Hamilton will have to try to get some kind of offense going. Wants to go for an underhook. Now they break free. Just about halfway through this third period, a 9-1 score for Rerick. Shot in by Hamilton. It was a smooth shot, but was unable to bring it up to his feet. Now Rerick able to sprawl back. And Hamilton in some trouble here as we're going to get a technical violation. Point for Rerick. Didn't quite see what he did there, but now a 10-1 lead for Rerick.
Tried to toss right there. Didn't have a hold of much. Almost lost his balance, too.
20 seconds left, third period. Deep double leg shot there from Hamilton, but drives Rerick out of bounds.
When you blink your eyes and there's no mat number 4 either. Just plain blue Resolite light roll-up mats.
Final 10 seconds. Rerick's going to get a trip and get a takedown on Hamilton. Philip Rerich will advance. It's going to be a 13-1 major decision victory.
And that'll wrap up this session. 285-pound medal bout placements. McConaughey of North Allegheny against Rerich of Armstrong for third. Dana of West Allegheny and Hamilton of Fox Chapel will wrestle for fifth. We'll run all 13 weight classes, medal bouts, first, third, and fifth place when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
So we are down to six wrestlers in each weight class, down from 16, and one more will be eliminated before this whole day wraps up by somewhere around the 5 o'clock hour. One more wrestler eliminated in each weight class. A fifth wrestler will qualify for the state tournament. Here are your medal pairings starting at 103 pounds. McGarity of Peters Township, Alexander of Mifflin County will wrestle for first. Gretz of Connellsville, Johnson of West Allegheny for third. Rehack of Thomas Jefferson and Thomas of Moon will wrestle for fifth place. At 114 pounds, Capusta of Hempfield and Gallegos of Dubois for the championship. Franks of Connellsville, Baird of Penn Trafford for third. Colangelo of Franklin Regional and Davis of State College will wrestle for fifth place. At 121, your champion will be either Weaver of Altoona or Joseph of Latrobe. Third place match has Rice of Connellsville and DeSantis of Penn Trafford. Worson of Fox Chapel and Fuller of Meadville scheduled to wrestle for the fifth place matchup. At 127, Sloboda of Butler against Wenner of Cranberry in the championship match. Barr of Altoona and Canale of Trinity for third. Long of Bellefonte and Coons of Central Mountain in the fifth place match. Up to 133, Fenella of Indiana, Willichell of Latrobe in the championship, Yannick of Moon against Hartman of Kenneth McMillan for third, Steadiford of North Allegheny and Barina of State College in the fifth place match. At 139, it'll be Kai Vielma of Connellsville and Ferraro of Pine Richland in the championship. Mazenko of South Fayette against Simpoli of Altoona in the third place match, and Everly of Mifflin County and Allison of Trinity will wrestle for fifth place. At 145 pounds, Perry of Central Mountain against Islamov of Baldwin for the championship bout. Higgins of Bethel Park, Firestein of Franklin Regional for third, and Chop of Butler will wrestle Gall of Bellefonte for fifth place. At 152, Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, Whitbread of State College in the title tilt, McMillan of Peters Township and Petrovich of Connellsville for third, Swisher of Bellefonte and Dunlap of South Fayette in the fifth place bout. At 160 pounds, it'll be Sipes of Altoona and Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville. Third place match has White of Thomas Jefferson and Smith of Montour, Costa of Moon against Weaver of Bellefonte for fifth. At 172, Cunningham of State College and Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson in the championship bout. Hutcherson of Kiski and Miller of Pine Richland for third, Long of Bellefonte and Kinsley of Armstrong in the fifth place match. Go to 189 pounds. Arend of Mifflin County and Hoare of Dubois in the title tilt. Snyder of Latrobe against Gray of Kiski for third. Brungard of Central Mountain and Stevenson of Waynesburg for fifth place. At 215, it will be Brown of Bell Vernon and Raskowski of Kiski in the championship match. Conroy of Ringgold, Thompson of Central Catholic for third. Wilson of Dubois, Collins of Canna McMillan to wrestle for fifth place. And at 285, Turk of Thomas Jefferson, Kearns of Mifflin County in the first place match. Third place decided between McConaughey of North Allegheny and Rerick of Armstrong. And fifth place in the final PIAA qualifier spot, Dana of West Allegheny and Hamilton of Fox Chapel. Take a look at team points when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation and on greensports.net brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Check the team standings. Connellsville has taken over first place. The Falcons with 105 points. Two finalists, four wrestlers in the consolations. Thomas Jefferson just a point and a half back. The Jaguars have three wrestlers in the championship matches and two in consolations. Altoona is 86 points, Mifflin County 73.5, State College in fifth at 71. Rounding out the top 10, Central Mountain, Greater Latrobe, Kiski, Dubois, and Bellefonte. Bellefonte with five wrestlers alive in the consolation bracket. Canna McMillan sits at 11th, Peters Township at 14th, Moon 15th, with West Allegheny checking in the 19th spot, Ringgold at 23, Bell Vernon 24, and Trinity in the 26th position. South Fayette now 29th, and Waynesburg 30th. Waynesburg with just one wrestler still alive in the consolation rounds. Again, Connellsville, Thomas Jefferson atop the standing, separated by a point and a half. Connellsville with six and TJ with five wrestlers still in action in medal bouts. Our coverage today of the PIAA West Regional 3A action here at Canon McMillan brought to you in part by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for more than 50 years. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And by Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. Coverage brought to you by Waynesburg University. Come grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Our coverage also brought to you by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Kinetic, Internet Better. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. All right, young man. You and the big guy have it the rest of the way today.
All right, it's been fun.
It has.
Always enjoyed doing a wrestling broadcast with you, Bob. Maybe we should do some more in the future.
We'll see about that. Like next week, maybe.
That's right.
We'll off to the Giants Center next week for the 2025 PIAA Girls 2A Boys, 3A Boys Individual Wrestling Championships. And all that fun gets started Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Big vote of thanks to the executive producer of Greensports.net, Jason Tennant, for his work. The Wrestling Committee, the PIAA and WPIL, our host Frank Volcano and the crew here at Canon McMillan. And for my broadcast partner, Greg Warnock, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us. Coming up at 2:50 this afternoon on WJPA.com and Greensports.net, PIAA Boys 3A West Regional Championship and Consolation Finals. We hope you'll join us here. For all of us, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County.